Blog Talk Radio.
Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Motions to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and... Oh, Rufus, I can't hear you! Oh my God, what is going on? You were muted?
Oh, can you hear me now?
There we go. About fucking time. Great. Welcome to the show, Rufus. So, welcome to Hyper Sloth Tower with Zigzag and... Take three.
Rufus.
Zigzag and...
Rufus.
We'll fix this in post. God damn it. How are you, Rufus? What's going on? I mean, I see you sitting with a smirk on your face, and I can only think of one reason that you would... be smirking right now.
I'm always smirking. Why would I be
What's
smirking
going on?
Now?
Letting your beard go a little wild there. What's going on with that? You're looking a little double Z, like ZZ.
No, I'm just in a good mood. It's the first time we've done the show in a while.
You think anybody's ever called the ZZ Top the double Z?
Surely they have.
I hope not. I really hope not. I hate to sue them. I really do.
Well... Don't Google Hyper Sloth then, because there's a lot of other shitty things named Hyper Sloth out there.
I've only found like two or three.
Ooh, don't go to SoundCloud and do Hyper Sloth. There's many of DJs and musicians. Yeah.
Dude, we've got to fucking sue these people.
We should just sue SoundCloud.
Sloth. Let me put it this way. I was wearing my Sloth shirt at the Grateful Dead show the other night, right?
Yes.
Some guy, I get so many compliments on that shirt. You were there when I got complimented on that shirt at Tenacious D. But I got a bunch of compliments, and then some guy behind me is like, are you really into fish? I'm like, no, not really, right? And he's like, oh, man. He's like, yeah, they had a song called Something About the Sloth, and he thought that I had this shirt made because of fish.
Oh, no.
I said, taste the backside of my hand.
Fucking A.
He tasted it. It tasted like cotton candy because I'd been eating cotton candy every other day. It was very erotic, let me just say.
So speaking of erotic, how was that dead show?
It was awesome, dude. It was mind-blowing. I mean, really, Rufus?
The Sphere, it did it justice?
About going and meeting me there at the second weekend of August. I'll jump on an airplane at the last minute and fucking go, dude. I'm telling you what, the Sphere itself,
yeah,
it's changing the way. Look, seeing a regular fucking concert now is ain't gonna do it for a lot of people. Let me just say that.
Oh, no.
Let me say that. I mean, it was fucking insane, dude. I mean, it was like tripping, but you did not need. I couldn't imagine being on drugs and doing what they were doing there. I mean, this 360 fucking screen thing, dude. It's even hard to. Now, you know, I send you the. I sent you some footage of the show, did I not?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You have to understand that's 2D, right? You can't. It's kind of mind blowing to see the visuals, but to have it surround you, and there's in the seats, there's speakers in the seats, like bass speakers in the seats. And I don't know why, because I mean, I never sat down really, but I guess for people that are sitting down, which was no one at this show, but that doesn't mean at other shows people aren't sitting down, right? The Grateful Dead, it's different because people are standing throughout the whole show, right? My wife, when we go there, I'm like, man, next time we should get the floor seats, right? With right in front of the band and all that. She's like, I can't stand up for 3.5 hours. I'm like, you're standing up for 3.5 hours anyways, right? We never sat down except for like 5 minutes during the intermission. So I really wish you would go back. God forbid this is the last thing the Dead does, because John Mayer, look, not a big John Mayer fan a couple years ago. Didn't hate John Mayer, right? The guy's got fucking credible skills, right? I mean, maybe hate that he's admired so much at one point.
Yeah.
But the guy, they ask him for a lot. Let me put it this way. They ask him for a lot for this fucking show, and the fucking guy delivers, dude. He fucking delivers. I mean,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I even posted to his page, which I'm not, right? I saw he posted something on Instagram about the Dead, so I posted back and saying, man, thank you, because without him, he's more excited than the rest of the band, dude. He's getting into the
music. Sure.
He's getting into the fucking feeling of the crowd, right? And it fucking, like, takes him over. You can tell. The guy plays with fucking spirit. He really does. And Stevie Ray Vaughan, even maybe more so, right? Stevie was a little guarded, you know, with letting loose, I think, with his antics or whatever. Not his antics, but just like how far deep down he gets into a group. I'm telling you, fucking John Mayer was, dude, he was on a different plane, honestly.
John Mayer's interesting. I've never been a fan of his music, but there's like two John Mayers. There's
right.
The weird, lame fucking John Mayer that sings all the teeny bopper, like, right, love songs. And then there's like badass guitarist John Mayer, who has his thumb on the pulse of, like, badass shit, like the Dead and blues rock and everything, and he's an awesome guitar player.
I would say what you're really referencing is probably a younger John Mayer and then a more adult John Mayer.
Probably so.
The funny thing is John Mayer is just, like, a couple years younger than me.
And he's got a great sense of humor. I mean, I've seen him in, like, comedy skits and stuff. And
right,
he's
got a good
funny
sense of humor about himself. I mean, look, hats off to John Mayer, but I'll tell you what. Dude, he pulls out on the fucking stops at these Dead shows, and thank God he does, because, like I said, they ask him for a lot. I'm not saying that the rest of the band is not good. I'm not saying anything like that. But, I mean, the guy fucking puts on a show. I mean, honestly, he puts on a fucking show.
So the Sphere experience, is it disorientating at all, ever?
First
or is it
10 minutes, dude, probably are a little overwhelming, right? And you feel like you're falling. I mean, you just feel – it's that realistic, Rufus, really. Right. My daughter, like, had to wear her sunglasses. She was like, this is crazy. And it is, man. I mean, it's hard to explain. Right. It's we should go, dude. Honestly, fucking go. I mean, really, Rufus, I don't even know what to say, because, look, the Eagles are going to be there in 2 months. The Eagles are not going to put on a psychedelic show like they're not going to utilize the Sphere. Like, only the Grateful Dead kind of invented this kind of fucking stage show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's perfectly fucking enmeshed with the Dead experience. I don't see how, I mean, maybe Fish or someone that's other psychedelic bands could pull it off, but I just don't see how the Eagles would pull it off, or Kiss. You know what I mean? It's crazy though, dude. It is crazy. And every seat has Wi-Fi. It had 5 restaurants in the place, right? We stopped intermission. We've had food at, like, events, right?
Yeah.
And it sucked ass. No, this place, dude, was on fucking point, dude. They had,
really?
Oh my God, they had carne asada fries. I mean, it was like fucking 3 or 4 star restaurants or bars inside of this place that you could fucking get food at. And going up and down the aisles, people taking drink orders.
What?
Yes, people taking your fucking drink order.
So it's like
you're so overwhelmed by what's going on around you. People are pretty fucking tame, dude, right? Because they're like, what the fuck?
Wow. Everyone's so overwhelmed that they're just, like, locked in.
Yeah. Yes. Like, entranced. I would say entranced.
Wow.
I'm telling you, dude, I'll go with you. I got a fucking plane ticket to burn up. Let's fucking, I'll meet you there. You really should think about it, dude. You really, really should.
I'm thinking about it. My schedule's packed. It's not that I wouldn't go want to.
You gotta live, dude. What are you fucking, you gotta live. You, how are you gonna write songs you don't experience thing in life? Are you gonna write songs about fucking working? They tried that. It doesn't work.
Be in Nicaragua for 10 days. There's gotta be some tunes in that.
You'll have COVID.
No, I'll have dengue fever from the mosquito bites.
That's West Nile. That's going around pretty healthily up here right now.
What does that do to you?
I did get COVID at the Rolling Stones.
Like, you've had COVID like 5 times now?
That's 4 times for me, yes.
How many fucking times? Are you sure it's COVID, or are you at the point where you just assume it's COVID?
No, I take a test every time to make sure it's COVID. But I'm telling you, this Paxlovid shit that the doctors have now, I was sick for like 1 day, found out I had COVID, got on the Paxlovid shit, and was like better like 2 days later.
The next time you get COVID, which will probably be soon, I want you to ask the doctor, why is it that I've had COVID 5 times now, but my buddy Rufus has never had COVID?
And he'll say, because you live, Zigzag, you live. You get it amongst the people. You rub elbows with other people. Rufus is in his little cocoon of nothing, just being protected from the viruses.
Well, live while you can.
Right now, all I can tell you is that viruses are making me stronger. What more do you want me to tell you?
You know, I think your super blood is making them stronger.
I don't know what it is. I don't really have super blood anymore. That's what kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I could try to go back and give myself super blood again if I wanted to. I mean,
do you think the COVID took your super blood?
Numbers are higher than a normal person, so I kind of do still have super blood. Oh,
well,
you know,
maybe
the super blood is why I'm getting COVID so much, because my super blood is attracting the extra, what is it? Are they horns? What is on those things that makes it COVID? Spike
prongs.
Cells. Some kind of
spike cells. Yeah.
Spike. So the spike goes into my super blood. So soon I'll probably mutate into something.
Well, what I'm thinking is you had super blood and now you don't, or it was a misdiagnosis.
No, that's not true. I still have super blood if I don't give blood. So what I'm doing is I'm not giving blood ever again. So yes, I'm back to having super blood.
Okay, great.
Because I almost died when I was trying to give blood. I have yet to almost die from having super blood.
Giving blood is your kryptonite.
It is, because my super blood is what powers me. Just like your semi-super blood powers you.
I got mediocre blood.
Right, I mean, mediocre is a fucking stretch, but you got blood. You got blood.
It's a stretch. It's, well, blood-ish.
You have blood light. Blood light.
Blood like.
Or are you boycotting your blood light?
It's barely even a plasma.
So, yeah, now that it probably has something to do with my super blood, maybe. But I do get out around a lot of people. I mean, you know what's funny? Is before we went on this trip, technically I would never do anything before I go on a trip to, like, see the dead or something, because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
But I even told my wife before I go to the Rolling Stone concert, I'm like, I'm going to get sick, right? Because I'm trying not to.
Yeah.
Right? And then you get around, I mean, Chicago is a fucking big city, dude.
For sure.
So you're rubbing elbows with 4 million other people, basically riding trains, shit like that. So I'm not really surprised I got it.
But I've done all that. I've been to New York. I've been to multiple concerts surrounded by dirt bags and people who don't care for their bodies.
Taking it up and watching it on your phone is different than real life. Okay? So, hey, I hope you don't get it, dude. It's, you know, but I mean, if you don't get it, you can't really talk about it, right? So I don't want to hear you talk about COVID. If you never had it, you can't fucking really talk about it. When you had it 4 times, then you can fucking just – I own COVID, basically.
I probably had it numerous times and didn't know, because my super blood
right.
is superior to your super blood.
Could
be. I have godlike blood.
Could be. It's the wine. Maybe it's wine. Maybe wine is what's keeping people from getting COVID.
You know, I'm telling you – I'm not even joking, and I kind of wish this wasn't the case, but I guarantee you the fact that I drink beer and wine has killed many ailments that might have otherwise crippled me.
So why? I'm drinking straight hand sanitizer, like on fucking 60 days in. Why am I getting sick?
That I can't tell you. I haven't reached that point.
Doesn't make any sense. I watched this intervention with this poor guy that drank hand sanitizer, fucking tizer, dude. I mean,
that's fucking harsh.
I mean, I don't know. He was talking about how he relapsed inside of, what do you call that? A recovery center, because he was drinking the fucking hand sanitizer.
You think they would be wise enough to not?
You know what? You really? I thought that myself. Right? Yeah, you should know better. I mean, what? Honestly, though, what does hand sanitizer do to your liver?
Oh God, it can't be good. It's thick. It sticks to it.
Well, they mix it with water. They make their own vodka, technically.
So I was looking up the ABV of hand sanitizer.
Candy-flavored hand sanitizer.
62% alcohol. So right. It's stronger than...
Right, it's vodka.
From...
It's
oh, yeah.
It's 100-proof vodka. 124-proof. It's like fucking halfway to Everclear.
That's what we should make. We should make flavor drops you can put in hand sanitizer.
That's what I'm saying. You just buy the flavored hand sanitizer and add water, and you got yourself a fucking cocktail.
Fuck yeah, you do. In your pocket. Squirt it in any glass of water.
You know what? What we should do is invent the fucking hand sanitizer, but it's all natural. So you can drink it, right? And we can sell it to kids. We can sell it to whoever. You're free to drink it. There's nothing wrong with our hand sanitizer. It's drinkable. We'll put it in a big thing. Now drinkable.
What else is in hand sanitizer that makes it not drinkable? I mean, alcohol is drinkable. What's the other stuff that makes it bad?
I don't know. Look it up, because ours isn't going to have it. Well, really, all you got to do is probably whatever makes it gel-like.
Yeah, that can't be natural. Unless it's aloe. That's how we'll do it. Aloe and alcohol.
Aloe, flavored aloe. With hand sanitizer, 100 proof.
80% ethanol or isopropyl alcohol as an active ingredient. And the unactive ingredients can be glycerin, hydrogen peroxide, and purified water. That's natural. That's all natural.
That sounds like it would kill you, does it? Really? You know what? Is a guy that wants to be in business with me doing the weed thing right now, he made a ton of money, dude, with hand sanitizer. This is crazy. This is a fucking crazy story. You're not even going to believe this fucking story. So this guy's like a regular guy, like me or you, okay?
Okay.
And he buys a building, right? He just buys like this small 4,000-square-foot building or something. And inside of this building, when he buys it, is like 300 cases of hand sanitizer.
All right.
Right? Probably like 30 or 40 in a case, maybe 100 in a case. I don't really know how big the fucking boxes were. So COVID hit, and this guy's like fucking starts selling these fucking hand sanitizers to like the gas stations and shit, right?
Yeah.
Talking about, you know how you saw them at the checkout, the gas station or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
So the guy sells out these 300 cases in like fucking two or three weeks, right? And he's like, I'm barely even trying to sell this shit, right? He's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Hit him up a place and be like, hey, you want to buy a case? He's like, if I needed fucking cash, right? Because he's like, it wasn't like really a business. He's like, I'm selling this fucking shipment. It's just left in my warehouse. So he starts doing that, then he starts getting these phone calls, right? People looking for fucking hand sanitizer.
This is making me mad.
The state of Indiana calls him.
Shut the fuck up.
And he fucking gets like a fucking $30 million contract to make hand sanitizer. He's like, please realize, I don't know how to make fucking hand sanitizer. He's like, so I'm Googling it, right, and buying the equipment or whatever. He's like, I'm setting up and making fucking hand sanitizer in 6 weeks. Dude,
what
and he's like supplying the fucking state of Indiana with, they gave him like fucking $10 million up front.
I don't like this guy. I'm angry at him.
Me neither. But he's like, you know, he's like, I just, I'm not like some kind of business genius or whatever. He's like, I just, fucking, this happened.
We are business geniuses. Why doesn't this happen to us?
I don't know. It's like we're standing in our own way.
Somehow. I think you're right.
By not buying the hand sanitizer equipment.
And not accidentally stumbling across hand
right,
sanitizer.
Just buying a building where someone left a bunch of hand sanitizer. Imagine that guy must be kicking himself.
Yeah, right before a pandemic is.
Right, the guy who left the hand sanitizer is probably fucking destitute somewhere.
He probably died from He's dead from COVID.
There. So isn't that a crazy story, though?
Yeah, that is a crazy story.
But he's gambled most of it away. There's the other part of the crazy
story. Well, that makes me happy.
I knew it would. Made me happy, too. But I don't know if that's the guy you want to be in business with.
No.
No. I don't care how much money you start out with. Tell me how much money you got at the end of the story. So, anyways, so Trump was shot, I guess.
Was he?
To me, right, most of the time that is an inside job, like when they tried to kill Hitler, right? But they're going to paint it as it's an inside job from the U.S. government. But my wife made a very good point. She said, well, if it was the U.S. government trying to do that, he's not going to be alive. Right? They're going to succeed. It's not going to be a failed attempt. We got a lot of practice.
Was it even real? I mean, what luck. I only got shot in the ear. Four or five more shots went off.
Two people supposedly are dead.
Okay, well, never mind. I guess my theory is out of the water. I was going to say because nobody else got shot. It's
defendable for him.
Man, it does suck, though, that he's in all these photos. He looks like some kind of fucking super badass. So now.
Yeah, that's such bullshit. No, he's not. He's a scared little. Check his diaper. That's what I would say.
Well, I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying a lot of people are dumb enough to see photos like that and be like, yo, man.
He took a bullet for this country.
Alpha male.
Thank God some lady posted her. Hey, look, Rufus, I just want you to know that I posted for the Hypersloth Media. I went ahead and posted on our behalf, if you don't mind. All I said was, violent speech begets violence. Who knew?
Ooh.
How do you like that? Huh?
That's pretty good.
Do you get it? I mean, it's true, though, right? You can't speak about hurting other people and then be surprised when you get hurt yourself.
Yeah, and act like a victim.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I would be surprised if it wasn't some Trump person trying to make him into a martyr. You know what I mean? Because they're starting to expose him for who he is. I mean, Biden came out and was like, he's a fucking criminal. He's a rapist. I mean, it's time to fucking call him what he is, right? You can't just go around pussyfooting while he's out there bashing everyone, acting like he fucking isn't a disgusting fucking human.
Right, but that's also why I'm saying maybe the whole thing staged, because now they're like, oh, but look at him. He took, like you said, took a bullet for the team, and he's throwing up the fist. You know, it seems like suddenly there was a lot of really compelling photo op-looking pictures that came out immediately.
World is nothing but a fucking, like, professional wrestling world.
The only thing that I think speaks to it being a real assassination attempt is I don't think Trump would want to fake anything that would mess up his fucking hair.
But hair, if you look, his hair really didn't get messed up.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. You know what?
Sus, as the kids say.
Saved him, dude.
I could shave right off of it. I did see that. Oh, shit.
I feel a little guilty wearing this shirt. I got a really badass fucking Act as Bold as Love one, too. So on Instagram, there's like this thing called Jimmy's Daily Jimmy or something like that, right? And it's just some posting Jimi Hendrix shit all the time. So, of course, I'm following them. So then turns out they have a little store where you buy things.
Sure.
Right? And it's obviously some Chinese guy because I found out later that I sent my money to China to get this shirt. Well, the shirt didn't come for like 4, 5, 6 months, right? So I was starting to get pissed off because I see this guy still posting, and I'm like, where's my fucking shirt? Right?
Yeah.
And he's never answering me, so I request my money back through fucking PayPal. They send me my money back, and I swear to God, like 5 days later, the fucking shirts show up.
I've been in that situation.
So I did the wrong thing, and I just kept the shirts, and I did not send the money back. You know what? Communicate with me. That's what I would say. Communicate with me.
Yeah, no, you did the right thing. You got a free shirt.
Look, and here's the deal. Talking about the shirt on the show, I should have gotten a free shirt in the first place.
That's true.
And wearing the shirt on the show.
Thanks to us, now people know who Jimi Hendrix is.
All I can think about at that dead show, after I found out I was sick, before I went to that show, but still traveled with probably COVID.
Yes.
But was that guy that you sent me the link, right? That he went and saw the concert at the Sphere. Was it Brian? Is that his name?
It's BQ from Impractical Jokers, yeah.
Brian Quinn, right?
Yeah.
And he said that he got deathly ill.
Yeah, he did. He did say that. I forgot.
I was thinking to myself, even before then, when I saw that, I'm like, I'm going to get fucking sick before I go on this trip. Well, I knew I was going to get sick at the Stones, really. Plus, I shared a joint with Cormone, so he probably gave me fucking COVID.
I see Notorious for that.
He just is, the guy is a menace, dude. I mean, I love Corey, but he's a lot to fucking handle. Even in, I only was riding for 36 hours, but it is intense. But,
God damn.
So Brian Quinn got super sick, and all I could think was, I'm going to get sick too, and then sure enough, I did. Thank you, Brian Quinn.
So I would like to hear more about the Stones show, even though neither one of us are big fans. When I hear a Stones song, I don't change the
name. You know what's funny is you recognize there's a lot of fucking Stones songs that are classics.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, more than I knew. You just, like you see, they start playing something, you're like, oh, that's the Stones?
Yeah, I heard that in a movie.
Right. Paint It Black. I mean, that's kind of probably their best song. They did. The one thing I will say about the Stones is they did all the fucking hits. And even though they had a new album out, they didn't do a bunch of new album shit. They did like two songs off their new album.
They know what they're doing.
God bless. And,
yeah. But how was the show, just generally?
Let me put it this way, Rufus. After you see this dead show at the Sphere, I know that after this fucking Stone show, I was like, what a great fucking show. And then I saw the dead show at the Sphere, and I'm like, what happened with that Stones show? Did they have a show, so to speak? Didn't seem like it.
I'm kind of surprised the Stones haven't locked down the Sphere for a show yet.
Doesn't probably hold enough people.
Hmm.
I mean, they played it. Soldier Field, which is 80,000 people. I mean, they probably sold 50,000, 60,000 tickets. But the Sphere only holds 18,000 people. Here's what I did read, though. For doing this three-month weekend, they actually extended it a month. John Mayer, Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, and... who's the other guy that's playing it? They are each getting $25 million.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
But dude, I'm telling you, they do a four-hour show.
Well, probably multiple.
It's up to about fucking probably $180,000 a show or something.
And so, and that's a residency because they're there for they're doing a show. Like, how many nights are they doing the show
there? Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Dude, that's got to be fucking rough on the body and shit.
I mean,
people think playing music is like,
you know, it's a different show every night.
Jesus
right? It's
Christ.
Not like they just set the fucking show and do it. They put the set list together right before the show and sometimes during the fucking show.
And you got to bring it. I mean, like you can't at the end of the residency start slacking.
Like you're saying, it is. I mean, and you think about John Mayer. And you're like, damn, dude, guy's got to be in fucking good shape. And you just see their fingers, you know? I mean, you're like, Jesus Christ.
But they got to love it, man, doing what they love and making $25 million a pop.
I guess you got to realize, too, a guy fucking grinding it out in the bar scene or whatever is fucking playing a 2 or 3 hour show two nights a fucking week. Paying to do it.
Playing for exposure.
Pay your dues. What do they call it? What did they used to call that saying? When you pay to play. Payola, right?
Payola. That's for the radio, I think. You pay to get played on the radio.
Hey, that's what happened to Elvis, right? Didn't he do a lot of payola? But do you have a choice? I mean, either you want to make it or you don't.
You sure as fuck don't now. I mean,
that's paying for advertising.
That's how Spotify exists.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like paying for advertising.
Right.
Right, you want to sell fucking dishwashers, you got to get dishwashers in front of people. They're just not going to end up there.
There's no, like, you don't go see an indie dishwasher company.
You're not like, hey, this guy, I heard this guy selling dishwashers out of his fucking garage.
Exactly.
Go pick one up.
And after that, we'll grab some hand sanitizer from the warehouse guy.
from the guy that owns, now he owns, like, owns like 6 vape shops.
Wow.
Probably not a great investment either, I would imagine, unless they're heavy in hand sanitizer.
I think you can vape hand sanitizer.
You probably can. Look it up. It's probably get hand sanitizer lung, though.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as you get a buzz.
Try it. I dare you. You know what's funny is that on that trip, I bought a vape pen, right? Even though I'm ingenious. Let me tell you what I did, Rufus. I took my own weed there. Even though weed is legal in Vegas, I took my own weed. What I did was grind up a bunch of weed. Not a bunch, because I really didn't need a lot. So I ground it up like that.
Okay.
And I put it, hold on a second.
You flew on a plane there.
Yes. And I did not check any baggage. Put it in these.
The fuck is that? Vegan pills?
They're pill capsules. They're just gel capsules.
Oh, you just put them in the gel capsules and labeled them vegan?
No, I didn't do that. I put them in a vitamin bottle.
Oh, my God. Brilliant.
It's kind of brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, until you end up on Locked Up Abroad. Look
at
that.
I had her permission to take the chance. She was going to bail me out. But I took enough for me to smoke while I was there. It was nice. It was pleasant.
Awesome.
And then I knew what I was getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to go try to score. But I did score because it turns out I was staying at the Embassy Suites Convention Center, Las Vegas. A couple blocks, about a block and a half off the strip. But, dude, you saw where I could see the sphere. It's like practically in the sphere.
Yeah.
Fucking yard. And it was in a little kind of a borderline sketchy part of town. But see, then, like, in Vegas, I don't know that there's not, like, a borderline sketchy part of town.
No.
Unless you're on the strip. So,
right.
Like, right next door to where the hotel is, there's, like, a 24-hour beer shop, right? Goody shop. Like, get your cigarettes and your candy bars and beer or whatever you want. Then next to that was a fucking weed shop and a McDonald's, then a McDonald's. So basically I was set right up right there. But I bought the vape pen and I swear it didn't even get me high at all.
The last time I bought like actual weed was in Vegas.
Was it? Do
yeah.
tell. Which was the place?
I don't remember the place. It was a dispensary, you know, it looked all legit and cool. It did look like a vape shops look sketchy as fuck. But like dispensaries, they look like the place you'd see in the shopping mall, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know this. And yeah, it was one of those places. And I got an Uber that dropped me off there and I grabbed some. And there was a guy who was very helpful because I still have no fucking clue what I'm doing. And he told me
neither
some.
Neither does he, unfortunately.
Huh?
I said, neither does he, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Yeah, he was like 14 years old.
Well, I'm just saying, I've been to enough of them to know that those people behind the counter don't know shit.
But he told me something, and it got the job done for that night.
Was
I couldn't take any of it back, you know. I didn't have vegan gel capsules.
Now, I would say that you need to start traveling with those. Because, I was a little stressed for, like, the very first part, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, like, what are they going to do? Go through here and be like, start taking apart fucking capsules that are in a small vitamin bottle. I mean, I guess they could.
So were you able to smoke a little bit like at the show in the sphere?
Yeah, people were smoking joints there. You're not supposed to, but people were, yes. But I took this vape pen that I bought at this place and it didn't even get me high. Here, I'll show it to you.
Wow, it didn't. That sucks.
I swear to God, it didn't. And I hit it like 10 times. I'm a little disappointed.
Jesus.
Here's my MERS that I take with me to shows.
MERS? Man purse?
MERS. I got one, like, sling things that, and I carried this right on the airplane.
You got your manpons in there?
Yeah, I do. I stuff them right up your ass. So this I bought there.
That looks high tech.
Robe. And when I was buying it, the guy said, I want you to do this. He said, take it in and out 3 times fast.
Okay.
Can you see it blinking or not? Hold on.
No. Oh, there it goes.
And if you do it three times and it keeps blinking, it's on the highest setting, dude, so I can get a big, blow some big giant clouds.
Oh, man, what a gimmick.
Yeah, of course. So I did that, and like I said, I took some pretty big hits off of it, and I've never felt anything.
There's so much, so many vape things out now, and they're all so different. I think they're just, like all the shit you buy off Amazon, they're just made in China, mass-produced,
oh,
and people
yeah.
slap a name on it.
Well, and they're filled with whatever, right? But distillate, live resin, whatever it is, I asked for live resin. It's like 80% fucking THC and like 0.03% terpenes. Once again, it's the terpenes that get you high.
I was going to ask you that.
THC. So, you know, I'm like, give me your highest thing in terpenes. Like, oh, we got like 1.3. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And that's in fucking a live resin product. Should be like fucking 6%, 7% terpenes. But they see, they don't know that. They don't care, right? It's the high THC, high THC. Okay.
It's a fucking job, though. They should care.
It's just easy. You know, it'd be like Rufus going out and fucking wanting to get Everclear every time you buy fucking booze.
Right.
Right? Why? Well, because you want to get jacked up. Well, then you're not getting jacked up on the right shit. So are you still drinking wine, just out of curiosity? Is that still a thing?
Mostly during the week, yeah. On the weekends, I beer it up. But during the week, it's wine.
What's a good week of wine drinking at the Slaskowski residence? Like a bottle a night, two bottles a night?
Between the two of us? Actually, it's not that much. Between the two of us, it's probably two bottles.
A night?
A night, yeah. Maybe a bottle and a half?
I think that's a lot, isn't it?
No.
What is a bottle? You know what? A bottle of wine equivalent is how many beers, do you think? 12 packs?
I don't know, but it takes a lot more beers for me to even catch a buzz.
Can we Google it out of curiosity? Now I'm curious. Because wine is, what, 15 proof?
It's like 14.2 or something.
I'm going to say a bottle of wine is equal to 9 beers.
But the thing is I'll drink 9 beers in an hour.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
light beers.
Just trying to guess what it is.
I don't even know how to search.
I mean, look, dude, I could drink a fucking case of beer in a day. So take your 9 beers in an hour and multiply that by 4 or something.
Oh, the bottle of wine with 12% alcohol by volume is roughly equivalent to 5 12-ounce beers.
Why are you spending time with wine? Schnapps. Schnapps is next. Next up, schnapps. Woo, woo!
No, Everclear is next. We just mentioned this.
Vodka and then the grape. That's how it works.
We actually just bought.
Beer, wine.
I haven't had it yet.
Whiskey,
vodka. We just bought a bottle of Flor de Caña rum because that's what they make in Nicaragua, and we've never had it, even though we live there. So we bought a bottle, like, going to try it.
That's going to give you the worst hangover ever.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it because I don't really like liquor.
Well,
you know?
Rum is so high in sugar, it's what gives people the worst fucking hangovers.
There's a reason I don't do, like, liquor. It's pretty much that.
You should just be drinking nothing but vodka, potato vodka.
Potato.
That's how Russians do it.
Can I just leave a bag of potatoes out in the sun and then eat them?
I think what you got to do is like they do on 60 Days In, you just add it to a couple of crusts of bread and let it turn into vodka underneath your toilet while pushing up every day.
Tie it to a rubber glove and put it... Put it in the back of the toilet.
Somehow you find an old bread bag. I don't know how they do it, but they do.
My boo smuggled it in.
They talk about this 60 Days In type show where it was all women.
Yeah,
What was that called? I'm trying to remember what that was called.
I don't remember. But, yeah, I've watched the entire thing.
Okay, and they got busted with their juice, right, or whatever?
Their hooch?
Yeah, but they had a funny name for it. But that, you know what, as far as jail shows go, that was one of the worst, I felt like. I guess it wasn't the sex I was expecting. That was what was disappointing.
No, they were all hideous and lesbos, and it didn't do it for me. Just a dry watched it, of course.
Well, I mean, there was a couple that weren't lesbos. I mean, but, yeah, it was disappointing. And the other show where, what are they, The Block or whatever, where they were trying to do that experiment where they let them come have their own rules and, like, run their own block. Did you see that one?
Yeah, watch that one, too.
That was that one disappointing, too, kind of.
It's at the point where there's so much fucking content, they're just trying to crank anything out, and nothing comes
like
up with quality.
Prison shows are sticking. Get us a prison show, Rufus. Get us a prison show.
They just need to go back to 60 Days In and start making that again, because that was a good show.
I thought they still had it.
I think it was rumored and planned, but then that one guy from the show killed himself. Was that a bullet?
It is.
You shot Trump.
The hollow point.
Oh, no.
I did not shoot Trump, but I did accidentally say something to one of my friends about a year ago. I said, God forbid I ever found out I had a terminal disease.
Why? Because then you...
I mean, right? Yeah.
I do have to ask, what the fuck are you doing with a hollow point bullet?
My old security guy, right? It's a pot place. The head of security. He gave it to me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. He was a cool guy. He got woke while he was there. I told you that, didn't I? The guy was like a hardcore, hated everybody, everything. And by the time he left, he's like, man, I appreciate this place. You turned me on to like gay people are good people. Smoking weed every day is good. I'm seriously, dude, he got woke. He'll even be the first to tell you. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got woke working at this place.
That is awesome.
Real. It was pretty cool to watch, honestly. I mean, I guess I never really thought about pot changing someone's life like that. But he also had a lot of PTSD from when he was a cop, when he was in the Marines.
Oh,
right? He's had four back surgeries. He was addicted to Vicodin before this. And he's like, man, I can't believe how much the fucking pot has changed my life. I mean, it was – Rufus, he almost could write a book about it, honestly, and the transformation this guy did in a year. And
I was going to say, that sounds like a documentary or a TV show.
Like his mind got opened up, dude. His pain was less. His fucking emotional pain – was a lot less. He went through a divorce, right? I mean, it was some fucking crazy shit. Good guy.
Sounds like we need to make weed illegal then.
I think we should. I think they should go back to painkillers. He was told me a story about how he was just laying on his fucking bathroom floor, right? Been addicted to painkillers for like 2 years, trying to work his regular job as a cop.
Mm.
And he's like, and I'm just fucking throwing up. He's like, I'm taking the pills and I'm fucking throwing them up, right? And he's like, and I'm taking them because I'm in pain. I can't keep them down. He's like, and I got to keep taking more. He's like, he said, my memory was laying on the floor, fucking thrown up. He's like, I decided right that instant I was going to kick him. He's like, I fucking laid on that floor in that bathroom for 3 days.
Damn. Right,
kicking those fucking pills. And he's like, it was the worst thing ever.
Jesus Christ.
But it's not, I mean, kicking pills isn't even as bad as kicking alcohol. So it's less dangerous for you.
Oh, yeah. It almost killed my dad twice.
I could see it, dude. Even when I fucking came off drinking, right? It didn't almost kill me, but it was not pleasant. I could tell you that. And I could see how it could almost fucking kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was just drinking beer. If someone's drinking hard liquor, I bet it's fucking intense, dude. I mean, it was intense enough. I mean,
yeah,
really.
Cold turkey will fucking
knock
you out.
Yeah, well, it'll kill you. I mean, it kills thousands of people a year.
I mean, that's why they get the shakes. I mean, their body's about to fucking shut down.
DTs, dude. DTs. Crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even was, like, seeing some shit. Right?
Damn.
I mean, stuff out of the corner of your eye. I mean, who knows? I mean, if I was seeing shit or I was just, my mind was playing tricks on me. But I guess that's seeing shit.
Could just be your mind was clearing up and you were just noticing more shit.
That's probably more like it. Everything was coming back into focus.
I mean,
just
that's right.
Out of focus again because I got old.
Every time I take a break, I just become more clear and everything's brighter, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because I remember when I was a kid, they're like, alcohol is depressant. And you're like, why does it make you feel so good? And or whatever, you know. But turns out they knew way back when that it was depressant.
Oh, yeah.
Bastards. bastards. So two bottles of wine a night, huh? What's the flavor? What are you, a red wine guy?
Yeah, mostly.
For the resveratrol?
Do what?
For the resveratrol.
Oh, sure, sure. I got the pills,
like
too.
That's the good thing about drinking wine, right, is that it's high in resveratrol.
Well, it's like drinking grape juice. You got your vitamin C, you got your resveratrol, tannins.
What? But are tannins good for you? I don't think tannins actually are not good for you.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, I really don't think they are.
I have no clue. But I do know that overall I end up drinking less and I wake up, sleep a lot fucking better. And every night, if I drink beer, I wake up like...
Have to pee, probably.
5 times a night have to piss, yeah. And it's bloating. When I drink the wine, I wake up and I'm like 4 pounds less the next day. And I'm like, ooh, nice.
Your heart is smarter. Drinking wine, have you been able to stop your heart medication altogether? I mean, I would assume so at this point.
Stop? No, but I do notice a big fucking difference when I drink wine instead of beer, for sure.
Like what?
Let's just say when I drink beer, I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes with scary episodes. Doesn't
like,
happen with wine.
Like you gotta pee?
No, well, no.
Your heart is pounding.
But I have very hard and fast and rapidly.
You're coming off the booze in the middle of your sleep. There's
it's
a trick. You wake up and you go to the kitchen and you slam a beer, and before you know it, you're back to sleep.
I used to do that, but I can't do that anymore.
I used to do it too. God bless. God bless beer. God bless beer, wine, and Donald Trump.
The cause of and solution to all of man's problems.
It's an interesting story how they invented or how the Mayans came across fermented drink, right? Wasn't it the Mayans? I think it was the Mayans. Maybe it was someone earlier than that even. But it was just like a puddle of shit sitting in a rock, right? And it fermented and they drank it. And then they spent like the next 200 years trying to figure out what made them feel like that.
Jesus Christ.
That's how I understand it from ancient aliens, anyways.
Well, bastion of truth.
Right. I mean, if you can't glean a little bit of hope from Papadopoulopoulos, who can you get your news from?
Is that show still on?
I mean, I don't know if they're new episodes or not, but I mean, still on because every once in a while, I'll turn it on and my wife laughs. She's like, yeah, because I'll turn it on and like 40 minutes later, I'm asleep somehow. Like the best thing to put you to sleep is a good old fucking episode of Ancient Aliens.
You see, that does the opposite to me. It wakes me up. Even though
I sleep and I like dream, like you ever like be watching TV and you like get, you're like dreaming you're in the show that's on the TV.
Yeah, I've done that.
Right. I used to do that all the time in St. Edward's in the afternoon, Quincy would be on. Or
Quincy.
The soap operas, and I would like dream that I was in like a Quincy episode or on a fucking soap opera. And I swear to God, that's the fucking truth.
Quincy, wow.
Remember Quincy, what a good show.
Oh, I remember Quincy.
I can tell you the whole afternoon lineup is when I was in college and living in the dorm at St. Ed's because they only had 5 channels, right? You had K-View, I think, is a channel, if I'm correct.
K-View, yeah.
And that, they think that's the CBS affiliate. That was the one that I think I watched the most, actually.
That's still KBUE. That's still a deal.
What was Fox? I'm trying to remember what Fox. K-B-E-T.
KXAN?
KXAN, there you go. KXAN. And it used to do it. First, you would have in the morning, right? Well, I mean, I never really got up till 10 a.m. anyways. So at 10 a.m. would be The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you would have One Life to Live, which is one of the soap operas I used to watch. Right? One Life to Live. Then Quincy.
You're in college watching One Life to Live.
Then
okay.
Quincy would. Dude, the chicks were so hot, dude. How could you not? I mean, honestly.
True. Okay.
That's
granted.
The reason to watch soap operas. I still watch soap operas for that exact same fucking reason. Because the chicks are fucking hot. I'm not even joking. You watch a soap opera sometimes, you're like, God damn. And they show them in their negligee a lot.
You have the internet, right? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Project 2025 is outlawing porn. I'm just getting ahead of it. Well, and just to you, too, there was no internet to watch porn in 1987 and 88, Rufus.
How about
so
now?
Anyways, back to my story. Then Quincy was on, right?
Yeah.
And then the afternoon movie.
Okay.
Right? Which was always like the Incredible Mr. Limpet or like some crazy fucking movie from like the 1970s or 60s.
Sure.
Maybe even the 50s. I mean, but it was a different one every day. Then after that would be Star Wars, or not Star Wars, Star Trek. Then
okay.
Star Trek, The Next Generation. Then it was time to go eat at the fucking, at the mess hall. So then we wouldn't even go eat.
At what point in that schedule were you in class?
That's a good question, Rufus. There was 1 or 2 hours sprinkled throughout every other day that I was in class. I tried not to interfere with my TV schedule, though. And if it did, I just didn't go.
Well, I'm sure the brothers would be proud of you.
They are. They were. Where do you think I learned to drink beer a case at a time? Thank you, Brother Ted.
Brother Ted.
Actually, I went to college with a guy that Ted was his name, and he was becoming a brother.
I think he told me about that guy.
He is a brother now. I've looked him up on Facebook. He's literally a brother of the Holy Cross.
No shit.
Hmm? Teddy was from Alaska. Big pot-smoking guy. Good guy. I always wonder what would make someone want to become a brother, though.
Wait a minute. A guy from Alaska, pot-smoking guy, becomes a brother at St. Edward's University in Texas.
Right?
That's a movie or a documentary right there.
As long as he doesn't go to jail for molesting someone. Maybe that's the movie, though. Maybe
that's the hook. But what the Catholic Church or St. Ed's, did they condone like smoking weed?
They didn't know he was smoking weed.
What I'm saying is, if you're dedicated enough to it to become a fucking priest or brother, and you're smoking weed, I mean.
I would assume they don't care, do they? Dude, they had their own bar in, what was their hall over there? Was it Basil Hall, right? That same Basil Moreau Hall. That was like their place that they had. There was a fucking, literally a bar in there, right? A bar. These guys sat around.
Oh, sure, sure.
And they weren't discussing theological whatever, sitting at their own bar. On the campus of St. Edward's, I mean, you couldn't go in there and buy a drink, right? But you could go in there if you were a brother and get a fucking drink. And that's what they did all day. They all sat around at night fucking drinking in this fucking bar that they had. I got to go in there and see it. I was like, Jesus, it's a fucking bar. And Ted's like, yeah. I had a pool table. I mean, it was a fucking bar, dude.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That is awesome.
Well, I mean, I guess you can't, like, can they beat off? I mean, I don't know if you can beat off as a fucking priest or not, but... I sent you that picture of me taking those priests for a boat ride this year, did I not?
Yes, you did.
Did my duty, right?
You're a man of God.
I had a pleasant conversation with these guys. I was hoping my mom wasn't going to be there because I was going to get deep with these. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, but your mom was there, so you couldn't get deep. What would you have asked them?
I wasn't probably going to ask them anything. You know what? I would have just said this. Okay, they believe in God or whatever. Okay, I believe in some kind of higher power, right? I'm not a complete atheist, I guess. I mean, I like to think that there's a reason for being. Maybe I'm naive, right? Maybe that's wishful thinking.
I'm on the same page.
For this, but, I mean, I like to think that there's something. But I would just say to them, do you have to call it God? I mean, it's the same idea, right? Maybe I worship it differently or I don't worship, or I like to think that it's so all-knowing, all-being that it knows that I'm whatever, that I'm a good person, and I don't have to go give 10%. I mean, I wasn't going to say anything about the money or things like that, but it's like, you call it God. I believe in something. I don't call it God, right? But for all intents and purposes, I could call it God. Are we on the same plane here? Right, but I think then they get into all the Jesus shit and all that stuff. Really, to me, if we're going to talk about this, Jesus is like trying to make it so people have an easier way of relating to God. Right? It's like a stepping. It's like, here, let us explain to you about God's son who came down and was like a real man like everybody else. I mean, it's like a metaphor for a bad movie. You know what I mean? He was a man of the people. Blah, blah, blah. It's just like, he's just a lever to get to God, I guess, at the end of the story, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. That's exactly kind of how I think about shit, too. You know, I'm an agnostic. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's out there. But it seems like there is something, right? But I don't know enough. I'm not going to claim to be like, oh, it's this or that.
Right. And, you know, I have to worship like that.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I wasn't going to be – I actually had a whole bunch of stuff I was going to ask him and try to get deep with him because the night before I got really high and I was thinking I got to take these priests on a boat ride. But, I mean, they're quite – why not? Why can't we have an open conversation, right? I'm not going to attack these fucking guys.
No, no, no.
If they're priests, great for them. If they're fulfilled, good. I mean, that's great. But, I mean, I just – curiosity more than anything.
I happen to know a lot of priests, but the general – not, like, personally, but the general feel I've gotten from priests is that they're usually kind of chill guys, you know?
Yeah, this young guy, Andy, that was on that trip, right? He was pretty chill. The other guy, he was – where was he from? He was, like, from Senegal or somewhere, the black guy. And, he was from – where? He was from a place that I went to college with, a guy that was from there, but somewhere in Africa. And, I mean, he just – I don't know. He wasn't as friendly as the other guy. But I think he was a little on edge. You know what I mean? He's from a different country.
Yeah.
They're probably a little overwhelming, even though he'd been here a year. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking a priest, what do you think? I mean, what do you think? I was going to ask, what do you think about weed? Right? I mean, it's a sacrament. If wine is a sacrament, why can't weed be a fucking, here, bless this weed. Is it the body of Christ? I mean, because all they really do is convert the wine and the bread into the body of Christ, right? It's symbolic, right?
Yeah.
So could you be like, convert this weed and I'll inhale it as the breath of Christ?
Ooh.
I just admitted our religion. Thank God.
That was pretty fucking good.
but I never really got the opportunity because my mom was there, so.
How was it that you even ended up giving a boat ride to priests?
Well, my parents have the priests come to their house, right? Since my dad can't really go to church, the priests come to my dad's house and, like, give him communion or whatever. My dad was never interested in church until, like, 2 or 3 years ago, right? I mean, he's always been practicing Catholics. But when I was growing up, my mom and us kids went to church. My dad never went to fucking church. Never. Never. But we went to, you know, he made sure we went to Catholic schools and all stuff because that's what he did. And my grandpa took fucking church super duper seriously. So did my grandpa. Mm-hmm. Even though he never went to church, he gave a lot of money to the church, which in his view is just as good. I mean, in his hometown, Italy, he built a church. He literally built a fucking giant church.
You told me that. I think you showed me on a map where that is.
I want to go there. Damn, Rufus, we're tearing through the show tonight, son.
I know.
Folks, follow us into the VIP part of the show. We didn't even talk about Donald Trump, and we're not even going to waste our breath talking about him. We got important shit to talk about.
We did rip through. We bent up. It's been so long.
Did we rip through? I don't even think we talked about that much of it, did we?
It's going fast because we've...
Oh, right. Has not been a lull in the show. I'll tell you that much.
No.
60 seconds, Rufus. So are we going to take it into the VIP?
I don't see why not. I'm getting the Jeopardy score tracker ready.
Did you paint that room black or has it always been black?
It's always been black.
Has it?
It has, but for previous shows, my computer was facing a different wall. But yeah, our house paint job is fucking odd. It's black and brown.
So wait. All four of those walls are black in that room? I swear at one time there was not a black wall behind.
No, it's all black.
Maybe I was thinking about your other house.
Yeah, the other house is boring. This one's creepy and
black
weird.
Brown. All right, folks. So now this is the VIP part of the show where Rufus is going to make a mincemeat out of the... Hey, thanks for listening and hanging on with us. This is Double Z saying welcome to the VIP part of the show. And Rufus is going to say, yeah, thanks for hanging on and listening.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on. I'm getting the Jeopardy score thing ready.
It's so funny that you act like that's a big deal when I literally
what?
Had to get fucking Alexa online to do this.
Really?
Punching a couple of buttons. I had to plug in a fucking, cord.
What?
Yeah. I unplug it every time we end the show.
In 2024, you're still having to plug
I'm
in cords.
I'm still plugging in cords. I'm still fucking plugging in cords. I'm like a fucking caveman over here.
Elon Musk needs to get on it, get some of
that piece of
power
shit
going through the air.
I've had it with him, too. If you notice, I've been saying some mean things to Muskrat, as I'm calling him on Twitter, hashtag Muskrat.
The dude's a fucking moron. He's one of these guys who got lucky and became a billionaire.
I know. And now people
are
like, he's super smart. He's super fucking smart.
He's not.
He didn't get the electric car. He's not building rockets. Now, he didn't build the fucking software that he fucking PayPal. He didn't do that. He's like partnered up with the right fucking guy a couple times.
Dude, I saw a Cybertruck live the other day.
God,
I told you
so
that.
So fucking stupid. I saw one.
It's the dumbest looking thing in the world. And apparently they just flat out fucking suck.
And they stole it. They stole that design from some fucking show from like 1985. I'll show you. I saw a side-by-side comparison of this show that was on TV and the fucking Cybertruck, and literally they're the exact same fucking thing.
It looks like a prop from a shitty made-for-TV movie in the 80s. So I believe you.
And, I mean, really, they're recalling all the cars because their self-driving feature that he's always touted is fucking killing people.
Well, Teslas blow up like every other fucking day.
You see that their stock is at an all-time low.
And he's still
just
probably
a pump and dump guy. And now he gets government money for sending fucking rockets into space. Right? We're subsidizing his fucking takeover of Twitter. Free speech. What a cock. You're listening. You're a piece of shit, Elon Musk. Yeah, I said it.
He's just a phony douchebag that has more money than he deserves.
And he lied about not having a house. He actually had a fucking giant mansion in Austin. But no, he was just living in a 1,000-square-foot house, sold all his possessions. He's a fucking liar.
He's a douchebag. He is a douchebag.
I put him up there. Okay, Joe Rogan's here. Elon's like here.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Rogan's your neighbor, though. So what are you combing your beard with there? What is that? A little beard comb?
Yeah, it's a beard comb.
What is that? What exactly is it, though?
No, I put in new doorknobs.
Oh, for poking through the door when it's locked?
Yeah.
Why, are you locking yourself in a lot or out?
In my office, yes. I don't want to be disturbed whenever
I'm hyperslapping.
Do
you lock your office and no one else can get in there when you're not home?
No, when I'm in here, I lock it.
And so how is that thing going to help you, though?
Well, it doesn't help me. This just came with it.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, on my thing, I actually have a deadbolt on my fucking studio office down here. And a light
really?
That says, do not disturb, that I put on, like a fucking recording light.
Gee whiz, do you have a box where you hide the women you kidnap?
Yeah, you've seen the thing. I have like a jail cell door on here for real. You've seen that, haven't you?
That's right. That's right.
So technically, really, I could fucking kidnap someone and put them down here. They're not getting out.
Dude,
then I got to clean up their poop and their pee. Just not interested.
You could be the guy that I watch on a true crime TV show 20 years from now. If you get busy and
I was industrious enough.
Yes.
You could
be a serial killer.
I'm just not. I'm too lazy. Dude, here's my problem. I can't even kill a fucking mosquito. And I'm going to get back to when we were talking about religion, right? I try not to kill any bugs or any animals or any shit like that because I'm like, what if that is God? Right? Well, who am I to judge? Who knows if like a fucking mosquito? Now, I will kill a mosquito if they're biting me. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of mosquitoes. But I don't like to kill anything because I'm like, maybe that's God. How the fuck do I know? Right? And what if this is a test? Just a good person. I'm just a fucking good person.
I'm the exact same way. I don't think about it that way, like, what if it's God? But I'm like, this thing is
good.
It's got its own experience.
Right.
It's going through its day, you know. Why do I? Yeah, I'm the same way. I try not to.
It couldn't be omniscient. is all I'm saying.
Right.
Is that the right word?
It's one of them, yeah.
Is it omniscient? Is that right?
All-knowing, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that's for what could be godlike, right?
Well, that's definitely godlike.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm making sure I had the right word. This is edutainment, right? I don't want to see people. That. Then I'm thinking to myself, God, you're fucking smart. People don't know that word. Fucking brilliant.
Most people don't.
Well, I know they don't. And then, I mean, I knew you would. That's why I questioned you. You're an English major. I'm never going to fucking forget that. A failed English major, but an English major nonetheless.
Most people are not failed English majors. They didn't even try. Right. At least I tried and failed.
That's right. I'm so proud of you for that. And because of that, all things English, I defer to you. Because you tried and failed. I never even tried. So you must know more than me.
Me appreciate.
Oh, my God. I hope this is as much fun to listen to as to do.
Me like what you say.
Me use big word. All right, Alexa, play Jeopardy. You ready for this?
I'll be ready for Teen Jeopardy.
Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Now's your chance to become a premium player, so you can compete in the new
Jeopardy
right now. Use your voice and play with this event. Express yourself with 60 clues on cliches, definitions, and other ways to win with words. Are you ready to start your 7-day free trial?
No.
You can play Teen Jeopardy or catch up on the clues from this week.
Teen.
Are you ready to play Teen Jeopardy?
Yes.
Here is what's in store this week on Teen Jeopardy.
Let's have it. Blossom.
Welcome back to our returning champion.
Fuck yeah, bitch!
7-game winning streak.
God damn.
The total winnings during the streak are $19,304.
At one point, we were in like an 11-game winning streak.
You'll be playing against Steph and Reese today. Good luck, players.
Play.
Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. The first Jeopardy category is estate quarters. George Washington had the pine siding painted to look like mahogany at this estate.
Repeat.
Again, the category is estate quarters.
Monticello was
George
Jefferson,
Washington,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, though.
The name of this estate. What is Mount Vernon?
Yeah. That's
God damn, dude.
That's how I do.
The Concord type of this is used to make jam and juice.
What is a grape?
Correct.
You can't hear?
The next step in the category is
I just missed that.
It's the board game in which you might land on short lines or St. James Place.
What is Monopoly?
Correct. That's it for our third clue. Right now you're in the lead with 600. Then comes Steph with 400. Followed by Ruth with 200. Our next category is alphabetically first. Of our solar system's 8 planets, it's alphabetically first.
Repeat.
Again, the category
Earth?
Is alphabetically first. It's alphabetically first.
What is Earth?
Correct. The fifth category is novel. This novel by J.D. Salinger chronicles 2 days in the life of a prep school student.
Repeat.
Again, the category is novel. This novel by J.D. Salinger chronicles 2 days in the life of a prep school student.
What is Catcher in the Rye?
Excellent.
Nice.
Our next category is U.S. Winter Olympian. Michael Ruzioni of Winthrop, Massachusetts, was captain of the miraculous 1980 Olympic team in this sport.
What is hockey?
Good job. Clues in, and you're winning with 1,200. Steph is in second place with 600, then Roots with 400.
I hope you're ready for another 6 clues.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Today's seventh category is 13-letter words. It means having one color.
What is monochrome?
You're right. Our next Jeopardy category is painter. This Wyoming-born painter was famed for the radical drip technique he used to create his major work.
Repeat.
Again, the category is painter. This Wyoming-born painter was famed for the radical drip technique he used to create his major work.
It was Repeat. Jackson Pollock.
Correct.
Nice!
Our category is TV.
Damn!
Yes. Played Charlie on 2 and a Half Men.
Who is Charlie Sheen?
Yes, that's
nailing it.
That's it for our ninth clue. Right now you're in the lead with 2,400. Then comes Ruth with 1,600, followed by Steph with 1,400. Your next Jeopardy category is inventors and inventions. It was used in the 1780s, long before the airplane. Gleb Kotelnikov first put one in a knapsack in 1911.
What is a parachute?
Good job.
The
next category is puberty ritual. The ceremony marks a Jewish boy's entry into manhood.
Or mitzvah.
Again, the category is puberty ritual. The ceremony marks a Jewish boy's entry into manhood.
What is bar mitzvah?
Yes, that's it.
Good.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is Exploration. The scores are you with 3,200, followed by Ruth with 2,400, and Steph with 1,800. You can wager up to your current score of 3,200. How much would you like to wager?
Repeat.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that. Okay, let's try again. How much would you like to wager?
100.
You wagered $100. Is that right?
Yes.
Our category is exploration. In 1769, this Brit found Tahiti by sailing west until he ran into it.
Who is Cook? Guess. That's a guess.
Yes, that's it.
Woohoo! 12!
Which is Captain James Cook. Way to go.
Perfect
Let's
game!
See the final score. With you on top with $3,300. Ruth finished with second with $2,600 and Steph with $2,000 for third place.
Green sweet.
Yeah. You're the winner. You're now an 8-time champion.
Fuck yeah, we are.
The winners are $22,604. Defend your streak by playing again another day. You beat the average score for today.
Fuck yeah, we did.
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes.
Now, let's find your opponent. Today's challengers are Mary and Lee. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. The first category is his teacher in the Harry Potter book. He said, I've got a lot to live up to. You never get anything new. With five brothers.
Repeat.
Again, the category
Who are the Harry Potter characters,
Harry
Rufus?
Potter
the
book?
Redheaded guy, the fat
he said,
kid?
I've got a lot to live up to. You never get anything new. With five brothers.
Who is Spencer? Yeah.
No. The correct response was who is Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
The category is set to table. Tabletop games, like Dungeons & Dragons, use D12s and D20s, where D stands for this.
What is dice?
You're right. The third category is U.S. coins. This coin has 119 ridges, one more than a dime.
What is a quarter?
Good job.
Nice. Wow.
And you and Mary are tied with
well, pennies and nickels don't have
Mary
ridges.
Mary is in third place with $200. The fourth category was transported to Chicago through the magic of entertainment. This married with children dad spent his days making very little money for his ungrateful family at Gary's shoe store.
It was Al Bundy.
Yes. That's it.
I didn't know if they wanted Al Bundy or Ed O'Neill.
The category is the only vowel is Y. This word describes someone older who moves quickly or energetically.
Repeat.
Again, the category is the only vowel is Y.
Oh, spry.
This word describes someone older who moves quickly or energetically.
Someone older?
What is spry?
Excellent.
Nice.
Our next category is lakes and rivers. The Great Bear Lake is the largest lake entirely within this country.
Repeat.
Again, the category is lakes and rivers. The Great Bear Lake is the largest lake entirely within this country.
What is Russia?
Oh, I was thinking Russia too.
The correct response is what is Canada?
Really?
And you are in the lead with $800.
I was thinking Russia.
Mary and Lee are tied for second place.
You idiot.
It's time for the Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. A seventh Jeopardy category is doom scrolling. Text, religion, give the name, Yama Din, to the Day of Judgment, and Asa, to the Last Hour.
Repeat.
Again, the category is doom scrolling. Text, of this religion, give the name, Yama Din, to the Day of Judgment, and Asa, to the Last Hour.
What is Islam?
Yes.
Nice.
The next Jeopardy category is gardening glossary. This, weighty, adjective, describes soil that's so rich in clay particles, it's difficult to cultivate.
Repeat.
Again, the category is gardening glossary. This, weighty, adjective, describes soil that's so rich in clay particles, it's difficult to cultivate.
Repeat.
Again, the category is gardening glossary. This, weighty, adjective, describes soil that's so rich in clay particles, it's difficult to cultivate.
But it's heavy?
Correct.
Wow!
Jeopardy category is art around Europe. The graffiti mural depicting the smooch between Brezhnev and Honecker is painted on this once dominant German landmark.
What is the Berlin Wall?
You're right. John Cruzine, and you are in the lead with $2,000. Mary and Louie are tied for second place with $1,400. The category is First Lady. This first name was shared by Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Fillmore.
Repeat.
Again, the category is First Lady. This first name was shared by Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Fillmore.
What is Jane?
Nope. The correct response was what is Abigail?
Abigail Adams. I knew that.
Talking about neutral words. The need of women voters.
I didn't know from where,
the
though.
The freedom to vote is this kind of issue not tied to Republicans, Democrats, or any group in between.
Repeat.
Again.
Human rights? Civil rights?
The need about neutral words.
Neutral
the need of women voters. Says it believes the freedom to vote is this kind of issue not tied to Republicans, Democrats, or any group in between.
What is nonpartisan?
Yes.
Nice!
Genius.
The final Jeopardy category is lakes and rivers.
Scores
are used at 2,400, followed by Mary with 1,800 and Louis with 1,800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,400.
It's almost clever in its own way. 100.
You wagered $100. Is that right?
No.
The scores are you with 2,400, followed by Mary with 1,800, and Louis with 1,800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,400. How much would you like to wager?
201.
Again, you wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
Our next category is lakes and rivers. River Rose, the oldest daughter of this Idol winner turned talk show host, has appeared on Mom's show a few times.
Repeat.
Again,
Kelly Clarkson.
The category is lakes and rivers. River Rose, the oldest daughter of this Idol winner turned talk show host, has appeared on Mom's show a few times.
Who is Kelly Clarkson?
Got it.
Yes, that's it.
Kill me with that.
The correct response was who is Kelly Clarkson.
Got it.
You got it. Time to see how you did. You came in first with $2,601, and Mary and you tied for second with $2,000 you won. You are the champion. Nice work. You beat the average score for today.
Do you want to?
How many we get on that one? 10 or 9?
9.
I'm now searching for opponents. You've been matched against Jane and John. Let's get started. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. The first category is more than one meaning, a facsimile, and written text yet to be printed.
Repeat?
Again, the category is more than one meaning, a facsimile, and written text yet to be printed.
But it's copy.
Yes, that's it.
Nice.
Marketing minds.
Let's go to the concert hall. I want to enjoy the show. In this section between the floor and the balcony, whose name appropriately comes from middle.
What is mezzanine?
You're right. Today's third Jeopardy story is occupational potpourri. The NEA, the largest labor union in the U.S., represents these professionals.
What are teachers?
Correct.
God damn, dude.
Ooh, you're in the lead with 600. John is second.
Tuned in, bitch.
And in third comes Jane with 200. Your fourth Jeopardy category is women in government. President Biden appointed Janet Yellen to serve as secretary of this department.
Repeat.
Again, the category is women in government. President Biden appointed Janet Yellen to serve as secretary of this department.
What is Treasury?
You're right.
God damn, Zigzag.
1980s amateur wrestling. Future WWE Hall of Famer, Kurt Angle, won a Pennsylvania high school wrestling title in 1987, 9 years before winning Olympic gold in this city.
Repeat.
Again, the category is 1980s amateur wrestling. Future WWE Hall of Famer, Kurt Angle, won a Pennsylvania high school wrestling title in 1987, 9 years before winning Olympic gold in this city.
Repeat.
Again, the category is 1980s
Tokyo?
Amateur wrestling. Future WWE Hall of Famer, Kurt Angle, won a Pennsylvania high school wrestling title in 1987, 9 years before winning Olympic gold in this city.
What is Tokyo?
No. Oh.
That every man is his own god.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. That when they blew the guy up, right?
Hampshire. Bretton Woods and Moon Mountain are spots travel and leisure recommends visiting to enjoy this New Hampshire state sport, pack of scarf.
What is cross-country skiing?
Correct.
God, dude. You're nailing it.
The lead is $1,000. Jane and John are tied for second place with $400.
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each.
I am my own god.
The next category is 19th century novel.
You're my god.
Gave himself this noble title, also the name of the Dumas novel, in which his story is told. Again, the category is 19th century novel.
Look at you, English
novel.
Guy.
Edmond Dantès gave himself this noble title, also the name of the Dumas novel, in which his story is told.
What is Lord?
What is the Kingmaker?
The correct response is what is the Count of Monte Cristo?
Ah, the Count of Monte Cristo sandwiches.
Animal synergy. Nemo knows that this species of fish helps keep anemone's parasites free, and in return, the anemones harbor and protect them.
What is clownfish?
Yes, that's it. The next Jeopardy category is alphabetically last. It's alphabetically last of the names of Snow White's seven dwarfs in the 1937 Disney film. Again, the category is alphabetically last. It's alphabetically last of the names of Snow White's seven dwarfs in the 1937 Disney film.
What is Sneezy?
Correct.
Yes!
9 clues in, and your winning was 1,800. John is in second place with 1,600, then Jane with 800. The next Jeopardy category is number one album by people who aren't Taylor Swift. T. Swift released the album 1989, not to be confused with 1979, a song from this rock band's number one album, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
What is the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yes, that's correct. Our next category is air. Fumihito is the heir presumptive to succeed this present emperor of Japan.
Repeat.
Again,
I really have no idea.
So, is the heir presumptive to succeed this present emperor of Japan?
Who is Hirohito?
That's not it.
Who is Frito?
Who is Naruhito?
Naruhito, that's what I said.
I know it was going to be a Hito.
Another one of the Ito boys.
They're all Hito.
Hito! Remember that? Wasn't that Hito? It was! Oh my god, they were on to something.
That are separated by a single letter. You're currently winning 2,200. John is in second with 2,000, and Jane is in third with 2,000. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
101.
You wagered $101. Is that right?
Yes.
The category is B&B. The response includes a pair of B's that are separated by a single letter. An early form of modern jazz, or one of the enemies of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What is bebop?
Yep.
Yes, that's it.
I knew my love of early jazz would pay off one day.
Time to see how you did. If you on top is $2,301. John finishes second with $2,200.
He got it right. He tried to get us. I knew it.
Great job.
We beat him by 101.
You beat the average score for today. You're doing better than 75% of Jeopardy players this week.
75%? Got to be more than that. Yes.
Find your opponent. Today's challengers are Sarah and Bruce. Jeopardy teams are worth $200 each. Our first category is Rough Times in the City. In 1919, a giant tank of molasses burst in the north end of the city, flooding streets, destroying buildings, and taking human lives.
Repeat?
Again, the category is Rough Times in the City.
Molasses?
In 1919,
rough times.
Molasses burst in the north end of the city, flooding streets,
how big was
destroying
this tank
buildings,
of molasses?
And taking
killing
human
people?
Lives.
What is Boston?
I was thinking Boston, too.
Perfect.
And we got it.
Damn, nice.
The Dakota and the Lakota are part of this cluster of Midwestern people sitting Bull United in the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
What are American Indians?
No.
What?
The correct response is who are the Sioux. Category is Potpourri. A Tiscus, a Cascus, this jazz queen who grew up in Yonkers put 13 Grammys in her basket.
Repeat.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Again, the category is Potpourri. A Tiscus, a Cascus, this jazz queen who grew up in Yonkers put 13 Grammys in her basket.
Who is Ella Fitzgerald?
Yes, that's
wow.
It.
Wow! Boom!
And you and Sarah are tied with $400. Bruce is in third place with $200. The next category is bread. This fluffy flattened bread, with a main meaning, slipper, was invented in 1982 by an Italian baker who was tired of seeing baguettes everywhere.
Repeat.
Again, the category
focaccia?
Is bread.
That might be it.
With a name meaning, slipper, was invented in 1982 by an Italian baker who was tired of seeing baguettes everywhere.
What is focaccia? No.
Sorry. The correct response is what is ciabatta?
Oh, shit. I even have some of that upstairs.
It's not flat.
Not really.
Alex O'Loughlin said aloha to the role of Steve McGarrett as this action movie left PBS after 10 seasons.
What is Hawaii 5-0?
Correct.
Nice.
The next Jeopardy category is rhyme time. The response is a made-up two-word phrase in which both words rhyme. Conversation about a collaborative Google word processing app. Again, the category is rhyme time. The response is a made-up two-word phrase in which both words rhyme. Conversation about a collaborative Google word processing app.
What is Docs Talks?
You're right.
Wow! That's a pretty lame answer.
Totally dorky, nerdy.
It's time for the double Jeopardy.
I understand it didn't really sound right.
Teams are worth $400 each. Our seventh category is African Island. This island group to the west of Morocco is an autonomous community of Spain. Its name comes from the Latin for dog, not bird.
Repeat.
Again, the category is African Island.
Canary Island?
This island group to the west of Morocco is an autonomous community of Spain. Its name comes from the Latin for dog, not bird.
What are the Canary Islands?
Good job.
Nice.
The eighth Jeopardy category is American Myth. In Daniel Key's short story turned novel, Flowers for Algernon. Algernon is this kind of animal.
Repeat.
Again, the category is American Myth. In Daniel Key's short story
horse?
Turned novel, Flowers for Algernon.
Horse or dog?
Is this kind of animal.
What is a dog?
Response is what is a mouse?
Oh.
Our ninth category is Penguin GH. The Jewels, one of these Irish clubs, is awarded to the winning team of the annual USC Notre Dame football game.
What is a shillelagh?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Shillelagh. Spell that for me.
You are in second place with 1,600.
Damn.
Is 800. Today's 10th Jeopardy category is automakers. This automaker released its first U.S. Land Cruiser in 1959, selling 288 that year, considerably more are cruising today.
What is Toyota?
Correct.
Nice.
The next category is vision and vision. Rods and cones, the photoreceptors in this part of the eye, help vision in lower and higher light levels respectively.
Repeat.
Again, the category is vision and vision. Rods and cones, the photoreceptors in this part of the eye, help vision in lower and higher light levels respectively.
What is the retina?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is What's That Movie Again? The scores are Sarah with 3,000, followed by you with 2,400, and Bruce with 1,600. You can wager up to your current score of 2,400. How much would you like to wager?
100.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that. Okay, let's try again. How much would you like to wager?
100.
You wagered $100. Is that right?
No.
Sarah is currently winning with 2,000. You are in second with 2,400, and Bruce is in third with 2,400. You can wager up to your current score of 2,400. How much would you like to wager?
801.
Again, you wagered $801. Is that right?
Yes.
The next category is What's That Movie Again? It's that movie where Adam Sandler has a device that can help him rewind and fast forward through life until the device goes haywire.
What is Click?
Damn.
Never seen it, but I know of it.
Excellent. The correct response is what is Click? Nice job.
Damn.
Let's check out the standings. You came in first with $3,201. Sarah got second with $2,800.
She got it wrong.
With 1,800.
And she bet 200, though, so if she would have got it right, we still would have beat her by an hour. Woo!
She's dumb.
I wonder if we are playing from other people. There's no way they only ever bet $200 or bet $200.
Do you want to catch
They're
up?
Bots.
Yes.
Russian bots.
Why can't it just be other people, though?
Do you want to catch up on the
cruise? You know what I mean? Yes. Surely other people are playing. They know how many people we're beating or not beating.
Maybe we're the only people left on Earth, Zigzag.
Could be.
Our first Jeopardy category is
Reach around?
In 1950, Thomas James Holden was the first person to be named to this agency's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list.
What is the FBI?
Yes, that's correct. Your second category is a novel introduction. This book begins, if you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born. Do we have two, Holden?
Repeat?
Again,
what?
The category is a novel introduction. This book begins, if you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born. Do we have two, Holden?
What is Hans Christian Andersen?
No. The correct response is, what is the catcher in the rye?
Oh.
The category is soft ticker talk. It's what the K represents in KBT, a beverage conglomerate stock symbol.
Repeat.
Again, the category is soft ticker talk. It's what the K represents in KBT, a beverage conglomerate stock symbol.
What is Kraft?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response is, what is Keurig?
Oh,
no way. And $400. You and Henry are tied for second place with $200.
I don't know if Keurig was publicly traded.
Yay or nay.
I wouldn't call it a beverage conglomerate.
Condensed with more than 70% alcohol content, or this proof be kept in luggage.
Repeat.
Again, the category is TSA, yay or nay. Under no circumstances can beverages with more than 70% alcohol content, or this proof, be kept in luggage.
What is 140?
That's
damn.
Correct. The fifth category is Big Band. Big Band played all seven continents in 1 year, including a show for contest winners in Antarctica, where they performed Enter Sandman and other hits.
Who is Metallica?
You're right. The sixth category is Moment of Zen. The response includes the consecutive letters Z-E-N. This word describes someone who inhabits or frequently visits a place.
What is Denizen?
Yes.
Damn!
That's it for our sixth clue. Right now you're in the lead with 800. Then comes Henry with 600, followed by Harry with 400.
See what's in store in Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Our next category is Ancient Contemporary. After the Scourge of God took power in 434, he worked on a treaty with Theodosius II, Emperor of the Eastern Roman Empire.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Ancient Contemporary. After the Scourge of God took power in 434, he worked on a treaty with Theodosius II, Emperor of the Eastern Roman Empire.
Who is Nero?
No. The correct response was, who is Attila the Hun.
Oh!
Your eighth category is World Capital Attraction. The Czech Republic Ministry of Culture supports the museum complex and art lovers' haven in this world capital.
What is Prague?
Again,
I believe
the category
you're right.
is World Capital Attraction. The Czech Republic Ministry of Culture supports the museum complex and art lovers' haven in this world capital.
What is Prague?
You're right.
Nice.
The next category is the human body. The hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, and the pancreas belong to the system of the body.
Repeat.
Again, the category is the human body. The hypothalamus,
right.
the pituitary gland, and the pancreas belong to the system of the body.
Endocrine?
Yes. That's correct.
Dr. Zigzag.
Dr. Zag PhD. Got it on my wall right here to prove it.
1,400, followed by Harry with 800. Your category is a shaky category. This UFC cage has been used to keep fighters contained since 1992.
What is the octagon?
Correct. The 11th category sounds like the movie sequel. There's no way Bo Derek Sultry 10 is a sequel to this post-apocalyptic animated movie with the voice work of Elijah Wood.
What is 9?
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is 11-letter words. You're currently winning with 2,400. Henry is in second with 1,800, and Harry is in third with 1,800.
Oh, we really ran away with it.
You can wager up to your current score of 2,400. How much would you like to wager?
201.
You wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
Our category is 11-letter words. This word from Old French refers to an expert on a subject who appreciates its subtlety.
Repeat.
Again, the category is 11-letter words. This word from Old French refers to an expert on a subject who appreciates its subtlety.
What is it?
What is connoisseur?
Oh, no, I fucked up.
Sorry.
I fucked up by saying, what is it?
What is a connoisseur?
Oh, we got it.
We got it. I'm giving it to us.
Let's check out the standards. You came in first with $2,800 and Henry got third with $1,600. You won.
I feel like our average was pretty good tonight.
Nice work.
It is very good.
Fourth for today. Impressive. You're doing better than 90% of Jeopardy players this week.
12-9-9-9-9-8?
Yes.
Now, let's find your opponent.
9-9-9-8?
8 was the last one, yeah. $200. 12 was teen.
First Jeopardy category is the solar system. A science book from the 1990s would say the solar system has as many planets, the IAU, change in the next decade.
What is 9?
Yes, that's correct. Your category is truck and truck and song. In truck, yeah, Tim McGraw shouts out this lollipop rapper who's pumping on my iPod, pumping on the sub, in the back of my crew cab.
It was 50 Cent.
No, that's
incorrect.
So he's
saying lollipop.
The correct response was who is Lil Wayne.
Oh,
the third
did you know that?
Category is the Spanish animal. A caballero rides el caballo, this animal.
Well, this horse.
You're right. Susan and Sarah is winning with 600.
Pig.
You are in second place with 400, then you with 0. Your next Jeopardy category is Samuel Beckett. Some of Beckett's plays were received as being so far from the norm, they were labeled as part of the theater of this off-the-wall word.
But it's absurd.
Yes, that's it. Your next
You're so cultured.
I am.
You avoided the
I'm a connoisseur.
And are the first to reach the castle. Congratulations, you've won this game.
Repeat.
Again, the category is endgame. You avoided the licorice spaces and are the first to reach the castle. Congratulations, you've won this game.
What is Candyland?
Excellent.
Nice.
Today's sixth Jeopardy category is waiting for. I'm waiting for this program to come on. Monday is usually the night Jon Stewart hosts.
What is The Daily Show?
Yes, that's correct. After six clues, you're in the lead with 1,000. Sarah is second with 800, and in third comes Nate with 0.
All right, let's move on now to the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Our next category is 20th Century America. In 1925, announcer George B. Hay and fiddler Uncle Jimmy Thompson put on the WFM Barn Dance, a radio show that became known as this.
What is Hee Haw? Oh, the Grand Ole Opry?
The correct response is what is Grand Ole Opry?
Damn it.
Dude, should I give it to us?
Yes.
The Cape of Good Hope is at the southern part of this country's Cape Peninsula.
Repeat.
The Cape of Good Hope is at the
South
southern
Africa?
Part of this country's Cape Peninsula.
What is South Africa?
Yes, that's it. Your ninth Jeopardy category is three of a kind. Cerulean, cornflower, and periwinkle are shades of this.
What is blue?
Correct.
Nice.
That's it for our ninth clue. Right now you're in the lead with 1,800. Then comes Sarah with 1,200, followed by Nate with 400. Your next category is book. Rattlesnake, a sequel to Cujo, is included in Stephen King's 2024 short story anthology called You Like It, This Way.
Repeat.
Again.
Looking at you, Rufus.
I've read them all. I've never heard of this one.
A sequel to Cujo is included in Stephen King's 2024 short story anthology called You Like It, This Way.
What is up the butt?
Morbid?
That's not it.
Scary?
The correct response is what is darker.
Darker.
The next category is vocabulary. meaning to hesitate or waver, this, these, words, and the same letters are the words for what a back and forth living room fan does.
Repeat?
Again, the category is vocabulary. Meaning to hesitate or waver, this, these, words, and the same letters are the words for what a back and forth living room fan does.
What is oscillate?
Yes. That's
okay,
correct.
I didn't know that was the whole.
Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is Fly Me to the Moon. The scores are you with 2,200, followed by Sarah with 1,600, and Nate with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
100.
You wagered $100. Is that right?
No.
The scores are you with 2,200, followed by Sarah with 1,600, and Nate with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,200. How much would you like to wager?
201.
Again, you wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
Your 12th Jeopardy category is Fly Me to the Moon. In the spy who shagged me, this Austin Powers foe goes to the moon to set up an earth-blasting laser. Austin Gruber is forcing.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Fly Me to the Moon. In the spy who shagged me, this Austin Powers foe goes to the moon to set up an earth-blasting laser. Austin Gruber
is
forcing.
Who is Dr. Evil?
Yeah, I mean, that should be right.
Should be right.
Good job. The correct response.
That should have been a Teen Jeopardy question.
Nice job. Let's see the final scores.
Did we win?
The two on top is $2,401. Sarah finishes second with $1,400, and Nate with $1,000 for third place. You win. Great job. Nice work. You beat the average score for
how
today.
Many in a row is that?
We had to get around. 10 for that one.
Do you want to replay the day?
No, I meant 10 in a row. Did we win? No, we were 7. So we're like 13 in a row.
Are you ready to play?
We've won all of them.
That's what I mean. 13 in a row now, though.
Oh,
right? Because we came in winning, being 7-time winner. Now we just won 6 more.
Yeah, so the...
thank you for listening to Zigzag and Rufus on the Hypersloth Happy Hour this infamous day that is what? July 13th. Friday the 13th? No, today's Saturday.
Saturday the
13th. Saturday the 13th. Bummer. 2024. Some legendary things happened today. Me and Rufus had a kick-ass show. What can you say? We did great at Jeopardy.
Kick-ass show for the first show in a long time that we hit it out of the park.
We
didn't miss a beat. It's like we've done a show every day since.
No way you're doing a show from, where are you going, Nicaragua? Where are you going?
Nicaragua, yeah.
Nicaragua. Are you going to see some old friends, some of the old expat friends?
I might. I'll definitely hit up some old restaurants I like.
Really? That should be interesting. Yeah. You're going to go and play guitar at that place you played the guitar at?
That place burned down.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, now it's a different place. Oh. I mean, they rebuilt it, but yeah, it's not
built it nicer, did they?
I don't know. I'll report back.
Do you think that guy huffing gas is still around?
Alive? No, but somebody else probably took his spot.
Was he in Nicaragua?
Yeah, in Granada, the guy huffing. Yeah.
Yeah. Look him up. See what's going on with him. I'd be interested to know.
I'll track him down for you.
All right, Bruce. Well, have a safe trip, buddy. Text me. Let me know how your trip is going. Anything comical that you might want to share while you're on the road, I'd be happy to hear it.
Oh, you know I will, man.
Stay away from them COVID pipes. Don't breathe any COVID in.
I'm immune to COVID. We know
you
that.
You are. I bet you. Are you going to? Right now, I would tell you mask up on the airplane.
I'm more concerned about mosquitoes.
You're not going to mask up on the airplane. Is that what you're saying?
I have flown even during COVID.
All right,
never
now, wait
up.
A minute. If you get COVID, are you going to tell me?
Zigzag, come on.
COVID, you're going to tell me.
I will text you immediately and be like,
what's going to happen? You're not going to get a test so you can go, I don't know if it was COVID. I just had allergies.
I've got allergies and I can't smell or taste anything, but it's just allergies.
As soon as you have your first, like cold chill, that's when you know it's COVID. Because have you ever really had that before?
Not since I've had the flu.
Well, I mean, where you really get chills when you have the flu? I mean, I've never had that, like, where I was, like cold, like shaking cold because I had a fucking fever. But I did.
Yeah,
with
I have. From the flu.
What a puss.
But I haven't. But
you don't
again,
super blood.
I'm impervious to ailments.
But because people with super blood, that doesn't happen with the flu. It only happens with COVID.
I think I caught super blood from you somehow.
You probably did. I think I injected you with it at Roehampton, but you were asleep.
Okay, wow. This reminds me of hanging out with Aaron Turner.
The oral ingestions.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All
it
right.
Was.
Rub it. Have a safe trip, buddy.
Repository.
Peace, love, Dove. And we'll catch you on the flippity flop. Folks, thanks for listening. This is Double Z saying, ow, ow, out.
Terrific saying, ow,
out. Boom. Oaks. Nice. That's almost kind of scary looking.